Hi, my name is Rick Mansky from Parsec Financial. The purpose of our discussion today is to talk about the Roth IRA conversion. I'm sure you've heard a lot about it, and today we're going to introduce the concepts and try to smoke out the opportunities for why a Roth IRA conversion might be appropriate for you.
Traditional IRAs have been around since the 1970s, and many of our investors have the majority of their portfolios in IRAs. Roth IRAs have been around since 1997. Many of our clients have never contributed to a Roth IRA because they did not qualify due to income restrictions. The benefit of a traditional IRA is that contributions may be tax deductible and all growth is tax deferred. However, distributions are taxed as ordinary income. Traditional IRAs have required minimum distributions at age 70 and a half. The distributions begin around 3.5% and then slowly begin to rise to the 6 to 7% range as you reach your 80s. The Roth IRA is different. This is the tax-free account. Qualified distributions are tax and penalty-free. Roth IRAs have no required minimum distributions. This is a great planning opportunity, a tax-free account that you never have to take the money out of during your lifetime. Your beneficiaries would have to take the Roth IRA over their life expectancies. With a traditional IRA, anyone can contribute. It doesn't matter how much money you make. The question is, will your contributions be deductible? That depends on whether you or your spouse is covered by a work-sponsored retirement plan and how much your income is. You'll need to talk with your tax advisor or financial advisor about whether your contributions to a traditional IRA will be deductible. A Roth IRA, however, does restrict contributions for those over a certain income threshold. So you'll also need to speak to your advisor to determine if you can contribute to a Roth IRA. Both traditional IRAs and Roth IRAs have earned income requirements, so a retiree cannot fund an IRA or a Roth IRA unless, of course, they've earned income. When converting to a Roth IRA, you choose how much money you would like to transfer from the traditional IRA to the Roth IRA. This could be the entire account balance or just a portion of it. Sometimes partial conversions rather than a whole conversion is the best strategy. The amount you convert is taxed as regular income, so it's important that you consider the tax consequences of conversion. Qualified distributions are tax and penalty free for those over age 59 and a half after a 5-year holding period is met. Because future taxes are uncertain, we advise investors to diversify their portfolios among tax-free, tax-deferred, and taxable accounts. Having your portfolio spread across all three types of accounts gives a level of diversification to your retirement spending. You can also blend the spending from the three accounts to get yourself in the best tax bracket at the time that you're doing your distributions. 2010 is a special year because it is the first year that income limitations are removed for Roth conversions. Now anyone, regardless of income, can convert. Also, starting in 2010, we have the unique opportunity to spread the income associated with the conversion over 2 years, 2011 and 2012, essentially an interest-free loan from the government. Although some people would prefer to pay the taxes in 2010, if they feel they are going to be negatively affected by rising tax rates in 2011 and 2012. IRA owners who don't particularly need their IRA and who want to pass their account generationally can look at a Roth IRA conversion and see its appeal. With no required minimum distributions, growing tax-free until such time they pass, their children or grandchildren can inherit the accounts and take the Roth IRA out over their life expectancy. Some of our clients have been making non-deductible IRA contributions in anticipation of being able to convert this year. The non-deductible portion reduces your tax liability. Another conversion candidate is someone who feels that they want to protect themselves from rising taxes, and also feel, as upwardly mobile individuals, that they will be in a higher tax rate in the future. Individuals with a taxable estate could benefit from a Roth conversion. With careful tax planning, they can do this by converting a portion of their IRA that would be appropriate to pass generationally. The non-converted portion remains in the IRA. This is optimally designed so that their required minimum distributions are appropriate for what they need for their retirement spending. This allows them to get the benefits of both the Roth conversion as well as a regular IRA. There are some situations in which you should not convert. no one knows the future direction of tax rates. If you are subject to lower tax rates in the future when you withdraw your funds, it would be disadvantageous to convert now at higher tax rates. You shouldn't convert to a Roth IRA if you're going to need distributions out of the account within 5 years, and rarely ever should you pay the taxes associated with conversions from the IRA that you're converting. This means you need to have assets outside of the IRA to pay the conversion taxes. This precludes a lot of people from being able to convert to a Roth IRA. There are lots of conversion strategies, and most of them are too detailed to go into at length in this presentation, but I do think a few are worth mentioning. A lot of our clients give money charitably each year. This tax deduction is very valuable in a year that you might choose to convert to a Roth IRA. The taxes with a Roth conversion can be onerous. A deduction will help offset those taxes. Some of our clients consider giving to the Community Foundation in their donor-advised accounts, or consider charitable remainder trusts to combine several years of their giving into 1 year. Also, consider making a non-deductible traditional IRA contribution, and then convert that to a Roth IRA, even though you might not otherwise qualify for a Roth IRA contributory. You can still fund your 2009 non-deductible IRA contribution until April 15, 2010, and then convert it to a Roth IRA. Those with taxable estates could convert and thereby prepay the income tax. This lowers the value of the estate and the associated estate tax. There are many strategies and a lot of rules and intricacies to IRAs and Roth IRAs, and the conversion from IRA to Roth. We recommend that you speak with your financial advisor and also call your tax advisor to get all the details for your personal situation.
Thanks for taking the time to view this presentation today. We at Parsec look forward to helping you with your Roth IRA conversion. If you feel this might be the right strategy for you, please give us a call.